Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes, with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Hello, everyone. Hi, it's Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. I'm here to talk to you today about the science of yes. So first of all, welcome to the call and thank you for joining us. This is my podcast on the science of yes, and I want to talk a little bit about my philosophy about yes. I call it the science of yes because it's not just the semantics of the word yes, like the word no has some kind of negative context. It's not about that. It's about a mindset. It's kind of like this. How you operate in life is very much tied up with how you think. And how you think is it's a combination of how you react to whatever it is that you react to, what you think and what you feel. It's all combined inside of what you're creating for your future. If you want to know what it is that you are committed to in life, all you have to do is look at what you've got. Whatever your commitments are in life are giving you everything you have. So if you look around in your environment and you're not happy with what you see, then start operating in a different way. Change your actions and start taking actions that are correlate with what you're committed to in life, and you'll have a life you love. Now, you know, I call myself a yes coach, and the reason I call myself a yes coach is when I train and develop and coach people, I coach them from the principle of yes. Albert Einstein said this, everything is energy. And that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Now, Albert Einstein is considered to be one of the most intelligent men on the planet. And he was not being woo-woo at all when he said that life, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. You want something in life, you can't help but get it if you match the frequency of the reality you want. So what the heck did he mean by that? Match the frequency. So that's part of the conversation that we're going to have today on the principle of yes with the Yes Coach, Pam Heath. You can go onto my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u. YesCoachForYou.com. And you can pick up my ebook, The 7 Steps to a Powerful Life, and it will train you and start getting you on the pathway to a prosperous, abundant life, living in the science of yes. So today, tonight, we're going to just take a minute to just lightly touch on each of those 7 steps. The science of yes involves you living your life inside of certain areas that will give you a full, well-rounded life. And what I'm going to talk about is how you design your life to actually look the way you want it to look. Sometimes when you look at yourself and what you're up to, you might feel good about some things and not so good about others. And you might be feeling like you haven't given enough attention to other areas of your life. There are 7 areas of your life, I say, that are critical for you to have a life you love. And the first area of your life that you want to start focusing on to live inside the science of yes is your home, your physical environment, where you live, your house, your car, wherever it is you live. And I'm not being facetious. Some people have a beautiful home and spend all their time on the road. They're constantly Ubering to the airport, jumping on planes, and staying in hotels. What I'm speaking to, your home environment, your physical environment, where you keep yourself. If you're someone who keeps things in a chaotic mess, if you can't find anything or you're kind of like a mini hoarder to be, you're going to find your life is very, very chaotic, messy, and uncontrollable. Why I'm saying this is not to judge you or to make you feel bad. I don't want you to rush out and get a broom and a mop and feel like somebody's watching you to make sure your house is clean. That's not what I'm speaking to. What I'm speaking to is the integrity of your physical environment. Let's say that there is a goal that you have. Just for kicks and giggles, we'll just create some possible goals that you have for your life. Let's say that you work a 9-to-5 job, and you've been doing that job for quite some time. But secretly, within your own self, you know you want to be your own boss. You want to start your own business for whatever reason, whether or not it's some multi-level marketing company with skincare treatment or health products, or it's something that you provide as a service. Maybe you are a coach yourself. Whatever it is that you want to do, you're not ready to do it yet because you're working full time. You're trying to get your bills paid and make ends meet. Well, let me ask you something, and I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to concern yourself with why I'm asking you this. Heck, I'm on the phone here, so I can't see you, and I can't see your home environment. But is it a mess? Is your home environment organized and efficient? Do you know where everything is? Is there penicillin growing in your kitchen sink? I'm asking you these questions not because I think that you're a messy person and I don't like messy people. I'm asking you these questions because you have a vision, you have a dream, you have something you're trying to accomplish. The integrity of your physical environment can very much contribute to your managing the structure of mapping out how you're going to get where you're going. If you set out to make something happen, the first thing I'm going to encourage you to do is have a physical environment that's clean and ready to support you and lift you into the incredibly energetic heights you need to be to make something happen in your life. This is not about me being somebody's mother scolding you because your bed's not made. And if you get up at 5:30 because you have to be at work at 6:15, there are times when you won't make your bed. But I'm not speaking to that. I'm speaking more to the integrity of your physical environment. Just stop a moment and think how frustrating it is for you to look for things when you don't know where they are. I know that sometimes you get caught up in your day-to-day work environment and you come home and you're just exhausted. You don't want to clean up. You don't want to deal with your home environment. And what I'm saying is, it's not about how you feel about it. It's about what you're committed to and what you're out to make happen. I like to think action you take to further what you're up to in life, to have your dreams come true, whether it's making your bed, sweeping your floor, dusting your windowsill, whatever that looks like, you absolutely have the ability to take actions, even if it's as little as making a bed, and have that contribute to your having your dreams come true. I promise. I promise. It's not a function of having a clean room. It's a function of managing the integrity of your environment so that your environment reflects somebody who's up to something big. So I'm encouraging you to take on your life so that your environment reflects somebody who is really up to something and making something happen no matter what. Now, you might say, I don't know what you're talking about, Pam. I don't understand why you say my room has to be clean and my house has to be organized. And how do I do that? I don't have time. Well, has it occurred to you that you don't have to do it by yourself? I invite you to play a game with me. And that game is called, what resources do I have that can help me get my house in order? What resources do I have? What's available to me? And I invite you to create a game where you can have an organization party. Invite some close friends over, friends that you're not embarrassed, and let them see how messy your house is. And order pizza and drinks and say, pizza at my house on Friday. And the game is to get it organized within 3 hours. You'd be surprised how many people would show up to support you just for pizza and drinks. But it's not just the pizza and drinks. They're actually there to provide whatever it is that you say you need so that you can move forward in life. Because people want to see you happy, and people want to see you move forward. So, hey, you're not in this alone. No matter how much it feels like you are, support it in getting your house in order. So Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, is coaching you to focus on your physical environment. If you're up to something and you have visions and dreams about what your life can be like when it's abundant and prosperous, then start with your home and having your home reflect somebody who's abundant and prosperous. You don't have to go out and buy furniture from, IKEA and change anything around. Just neaten things up, organize it as best you can, and do whatever you can so that the chaotic mess is actually functional. If you do that, I promise you, you'll see a difference in what you're up to. It's not just your home environment and your house. It's your car. It's your desk at work. Make a point every day to do a checklist in your mind of everywhere where you spend a great deal of time into your desk at work if you have an outside job. If you work from home, whatever it is you call your work area at home, have it be efficient and effective and neat. I'm not some, Dear Abby coaching you to clean up your house because I don't like messy houses. That's not the point. In the science of yes, when you take action toward your commitment and moving your life forward, every action you take in the realm of integrity will give you power in what you're up to in life. You can take that to the bank, I promise. So if you live in a complete and absolute chaotic mess, take a tip from the Yes Coach, Pam Heath, and start looking at how you're going to organize it. And remember, you're not in this alone. You have friends and family who will happily help you, and you might have to order a pizza or two. But they'll come over, and they'll help you haul trash away. They'll help you move furniture. They will even help you have a garage sale to get rid of some of that stuff that you've been hanging on to, thinking that it'd come in handy one of these days. One of these days never comes. And one of these days, your house is going to be so full, you're going to get a guest spot on Hoarders International. So please, try to look and see what you can create around the home environment you currently live in. If you live in an apartment, look and see if there's an actual place where you can set aside and make sure that no matter what, every day, that particular area in your house is clean. Sweep it, mop it, dust it, and start there. If it's too big of a bite to start off with the whole place, start with one section of the place, one section of the kitchen, one section of the living room, or gas, one section of your bedroom. Not a lot of people make their beds before they go out in the morning, and I'm not saying you have to. I'm just telling you that there is a correlation between having a clean environment, organized environment, and being effective in having your visions come true. And speaking of your visions, I'm a strong believer in vision boards. Now, I can speak later on another night about creating vision boards. I'm a big believer that when you put in front of your face physically something you're striving toward, then it's easier for the universe to grant it if you have it in front of you. And every time you look at it, it'll remind you of what you're up to. So clean up that messy house. And for those of you who don't have a messy house, I'm not necessarily only speaking to the people who have a hard time keeping their area clean. I'm not just talking about dusting and sweeping and mopping. I'm talking about organizing so that everything has its place and everything is in its place. And when you look, you're happy to be there. You want an environment that's sparkling like a 60s television home, and a 60s television Leave It to Beaver mom would have it. The reason why is because your environment is a reflection of you, and you are a reflection of your environment. So keep it clean, keep it straight, and generate that energy that's going to give you access to power, and you will have that one area of your life contributing toward the life you love. If you have any questions and you're not willing to get on the podcast live and ask me personally, feel free to write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. That's Pam Heath, my name, PAMHEATH, at yescoach4u.com. That's yescoachforyou.com. Don't forget, those of you who listen to the podcast, please go on to Podcast Radio and like my podcast so that it gets the opportunity to go up in the ratings and more people can actually, you know, gain from it. Let me know if there's specific things that you have questions about and you would like to hear me talk about. I'm more than happy to touch on any topic that you would like to hear about. My philosophy, my science of yes, can be applied to any area of life. So if you're someone who's living inside of chaos and confusion, you can live into the science of yes and bring certainty to that confusion. I'm more than happy to speak with you via Skype or on the phone, or you can email me and ask questions. Go to my website at yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoachforyou.com, and you can learn more about my philosophy of the science. So we took some time to talk about the first area, and by no means do I mean that this is the first meaning, this is the first area that you tackle. So it's fine with me if you tackle this area first, because it's very important for you to have a physical environment that's clean, organized, and efficient. But the next area I'm going to address is the area of your career, your business, your work. It can also include your finances and your relationship to your finances, money, investments, budgeting, whatever your relationship to your finances is. That area of your life is very important for you to have a well-rounded life that's holographic and a life that you love. So your career, let's just take a moment to distinguish what I mean when I say your career, because for some of you, you are self-employed. You work for yourself, you answer to no one, you have spent time building a business and you're either just starting out, you've been around for a few years and you may or may not be struggling, or your business is fully active and fully coming into your life as an abundant source of revenue. Wherever you're at with your career, you need to take a look at it and see if it's actually functioning as you want it to and need it to. Is your career working exactly how you want it to work? And if not, what must you do to live into the science of yes and have it be your way? Yes, every time. So whether you work for yourself or whether you are an employee working for a company, you want your business, your work, to be defined by who you are. That when you show up, you are a wanted commodity. You want to be producing results, and you want to be having those results in front of you so that when you show up at work every day, whether you get to work at 8 a.m. or whether you get to work at 10 a.m., whatever time you start work, that's the time that you are focused on 100% producing the results that you've already said you wanted to produce. You don't want to come to work and then be blown around like a leaf in the wind, just going to whatever fire needs to be put out and doing whatever you think you need to do in order to get paid on payday and then hit the clubs. The way you want to operate is you want to actually be aware at every moment what you're committed to causing at work, what you're committed to actually have be the result that you're producing at work. So, for instance, my recommendation is that you get to work at least, if not, you know, at the time you start, at least 10 minutes before you start. And here's why. I don't know if you punch a clock or I don't know if you just sign into a computer, but before you start work, you should already be at your desk organizing your day and deciding how your day is going to go. Now, that might sound a little strange, but let me tell you something. Your day is going to go how you say it goes. You're the one who says how it goes. I'm going to say it again. Your day goes how you say it will go. You don't just sit in your chair and just deal with whatever pops up. There are things that pop up and you will deal with them. But when you sit down 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes before you start your shift, before you start your work, your actual check-in time, you want to organize yourself to get ready for work, whatever it is you do. You want to sit there and have a pad in front of you and make out a list, a to-do list of what you're going to accomplish that day, what's going to be the results that you produce that day. And as you go along your day, you're going to follow that list like it's a map. A guideline, a yellow brick road to how you're going to march on your work day. So let's say that you are working at Whole Foods and you're someone who works a cash register, or maybe you stock, you know, you stock food in the shelves. Maybe what there is to do before you start work is to sit down and map out for yourself if you have certain sections that you're responsible for, by when you're going to finish your section. So if it normally takes you 30 to 40 minutes to complete stocking a section, play a game with yourself. Play the context where you're going to finish in 35 minutes instead of 40. What would have to be in place for you to do it that soon? Is that an unrealistic goal? Why? Be in that inquiry as you start. Have your day be something that's given by what you say and not by how things go. If you're just sitting around waiting for life to throw stuff at you, life will accommodate that wish. Life will start throwing stuff at you like a baseball pitcher. If you want things to go your way, you have to start saying to life, this is the way it's going to be. Because I say so. And that's the science of yes. You open your mouth or you sit down and you write it down how your day is going to go. And your day goes that way because you say so. It's as simple as that. It's not that complicated. You say how it goes and it goes that way. You say how it goes and it goes that way. I promise. So, when you're at work, really take on having your work day start on time. At the moment you clock in or check in or sit down and answer that first phone call, already know what's going to happen that day. Have it all planned. That way, when things do pop up, when things do happen that are like obstacles or you know, oops, things that come down the pipe that you're not expecting and weren't ready for. You have the ability to deal with whatever that thing that came up and know whether you're on track to get done everything you were committed to getting done. And if you're off track, creating a list for tomorrow and what you're going to tackle first thing. The more organized you are around your work environment, the more your work environment starts to show up powerfully and like easy. The more you're at the effect of whatever happens, whatever pops up, whatever gets thrown at you, the more you're going to feel like you're overwhelmed. The more you're going to feel like more than you can deal with. Here's the thing. What do you want out of life? Do you want a life that's given by circumstances? Or do you want a life that you create by design? I invite you to have a life that you create by design. If you do this, I promise you, you'll be glad you did. So the bottom line here is the science of yes is the science and the principle of living your life like you get to say how it's going to go. Living your life like you know what's happening because you say so. You call it and it happens. That's the science of yes. So what I'd like to do to give you an opportunity to think about what it is that you want to create in your work environment, whether you work for someone else, punch a clock, or whatever it is that you do. My intention is that you start to live your life inside of, I say how it's going to go, and it goes that way. So here's what you need to do. Go out and get yourself some notepads, or you can order them from Amazon. They're not that expensive, and it will really support you. Keep that by your desk, wherever your desk is, or wherever it is that you work and keep yourself organized. On that notepad, every day when you start, sit down and write at the top of the page, Monday, if it's Monday, or Tuesday, if it's Tuesday. And then draw a line. And under that, write down exactly what it is you're going to accomplish that day. Whether you work 6 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours, 15, what are you going to accomplish? What result are you going to produce that day? And then produce it. All you have to do is write it down and say how it's going to go, and it goes that way. I promise. What I want to train you in is to start living your life like you have a say in how it goes. So in the arena of living a life you love, part of that is creating it from design. Start living your life like you have a say in how it goes, and it goes that way. Try it. Give it a week. No, tell you what, give it 2 weeks and see what happens. If you try it my way, you'll be surprised what you discover. So, we've talked about 2 areas of life so far from the 7 areas that I tell you need to focus on to have a life you love. You have your home or your physical environment where you live, where you work, your car, and keeping it clean, neat, and organized. You have your career, your business, your work, your finances. This includes your relationship to money, investments, and budgeting. You're working on that as well, keeping in front of you what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And speaking of your career and your money and your relationship to it, I'm going to say the word that a lot of people don't like to hear, but I'm going to say it anyway. And I'm going to say it boldly, and I'm going to say it loudly. And I want you to hear it. And I want you to put your hands away from your ears and stop going la, 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 la. I'm going to say it. Here it comes. Are you ready? I'm going to say the word budget. Yep, I said it. And I'm going to say it again. Budget. You need to budget yourself. You need a budget, and you need a budget that works. Go to my website. I have a link there to a sample budget that you can use so that you can start living your life inside of budgeting yourself for what it is that you want to do. It's a really, really safe way of starting to create the area of career, business, and finances so that it works and reflects what you're creating and designing for your life inside a life you love. You need to budget. So this is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, coaching you in your finances and your relationship to money. Budget. You want to start budgeting yourself? So go to my website at www.yescoachforyou and pull down the example of the budgeting system that I put up there. And I promise you, this is your pathway to prosperity and abundance. Now, on my website, I invite you to join me for a 3-year journey. And the reason why is this. Inside of my coaching to you, if you sign up for 3 years and you take it on, I can help you clean up your credit. I can help you budget your money. And by the time that 3 years is over, you will be financially free with good credit, an abundant savings account, and you will be living a life you love inside of your clean physical environment with a career that works for you, either doing what you love to do or creating the context and the structure to be doing what you love to do within 3 years. I wish I could tell you I could do it in 3 months, but that's absurd. If your credit is in the toilet, if your money goes as soon as you make it, it's out the door. If you're someone who lives in squalor, it's not going to get changed in 3 months. It's not going to transform in 3 months. If you're someone who wasn't raised to understand budgeting and finances and saving money, all that stuff, it's not going to happen overnight. It's kind of like in the book Rich Man, Poor Man, where he talks of, not Rich Man, Poor Man, it's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the Robert Kiyosaki book, where he talks about his father, who was the poor dad, and his friend's father, who was the rich dad, and the lessons he learned from both. The lesson you learn from Rich Dad is how to save your money and bank your money and leverage your money to make more money. And you cannot do that overnight. It's not something that you can set up and then say, I'm going to change. It takes at least 30 days to change one habit. So if you have a bad habit, a habit that you want to get rid of, you're not going to change it unless you take concerted, focused action to change that action, and it's going to take you 30 days to do it. Where do I get these crazy statistics? I don't know. It's the science of yes. But studies have been done, and they have distinguished that if you want to change your bad habit or any kind of habit, whether it's bad or good or whatever, you're going to need at least 30 days of concerted effort to take that on. So your career, your business, your finances, if you don't open your mail, if you don't pay their bills until the bill collector is pounding on your door or pounding on your phone, if you're someone who skirts and dismisses and denies your finances, that's not going to change overnight. But if you're someone who's ready to change and ready to transform and you're ready to take it on, I can support you. If you stick with me, I can take you to financial freedom, I promise. So stick with me. Join me at www.yescoachforyou.com and sign up to be one of my coaches in the 3-year program. I have lesser time programs, but if you are really ready to throw your hat over the wall, then throw away and jump in. The water's fine. So inside of the 7 areas, the areas that we cover tonight are your home environment, your physical environment, where you live, your home, your house, your car, your career, your business, your work, your finances, and this includes your relationship to money and your relationship to budgeting. Those are the 2 areas we covered. On my next call, I'll cover to more areas, your family and your relationships, which are kind of related but not the same. And I'll talk about what you need to do to manage those areas so that you can have an environment that's given by everything you're setting up so that your commitment to have a happy life can come to fruition. So having spoken about the seven areas and covered two of the areas in tonight's call, I again encourage you, if you have questions, and I know the call is almost over, if you have questions, you don't have to wait and have them live here. If you're listening to the podcast later and you don't know how to get your question answered, I'll tell you how to get your question answered. You can write to me at PamHeath@yescoachforyou.com. That's Pam Heath, my name, PamHeath, @yescoachforyou.com. Yes, coach, the number 4 and the letter U.com. And don't forget, when you listen to this podcast after it's over, please go to Podcast Radio and like the Science of Yes podcast. More likes I get, the more I can guarantee I'm staying on there and that I'm being pushed up in the ranks at Podcast Radio. Please support Podcast Radio and support the Science of Yes. I also want to take a few minutes to talk about the New Age Guild. For those of you who are listening to the Science of Yes podcast for the first time, I and my sister Angel Thacker have created this incredible directory. This directory is for all transformational spiritual practitioners, people who read tarot, who are spiritual psychics or intuitive coaches, people who are holistic wellness coaches, anybody in the self-help or transformational spiritual community. This is an opportunity for you to sign up to be a member of a directory where you can get listed and people can find you. We can also support you and help you with your website and your social media presence. You also get an opportunity to have your own podcast. It's a really incredible way to connect you to community so that we're all bound together. They say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a community to cause an entrepreneur. And this community of the New Age is ready to support you. If you want more information, please feel free to reach out to me at Pam Heath at Yes Coach for You. Yes Coach, the number 4 and the letter U.com. I'll give you all the information you need, and you can also go check out the website at newageguild.com. That's www.newageguild.com. Go there and see what it's like to be a member of a community whose sole purpose is to provide people with the exact transformational or spiritual practitioner that they're looking for in a timely manner. And we'll support you in every way possible to get your business started and to run your business as a business and not as a hobby. You can make an abundant living as a spiritual practitioner, but you need to know the nuts and bolts and the logistics of how to get yourself an online presence. The New Age Guild is here to support you. Are you struggling with what it takes, the actions you need to take to get yourself so that you're in front of enough people with the over 3,000 members who are getting access to the New Age Guild? We'll get you in front of the people that you need to be in front of so you can create new clients. And we'll work with you so your online presence is actually efficient and satisfying for you and appealing to the public. So once again, you can visit us at www.newageguild.com. That's www.newageguild.com. Join us, and together as a community, we'll go forth into the new age. So we're wrapping up our Science of Yes podcast for the evening. And one of the things I wanted to remind you is that when you're looking at the Science of Yes, what you're looking at is not just the word, the semantic of yes. It's not saying yes is good and no is bad. What I'm giving you access to is the science of being in a positive mindset. As long as you are willing to create your life by design, then you can have anything you want. I tell my clients all the time, anything is available with the science of yes. You can have anything you want that you're willing to say you want out loud to whoever will listen. So start sharing like a mad person everything you want out of life. I don't care what it is. If you want it, that's good enough for me. Everything is energy, said Albert Einstein, and that's all there is to it. So, who has a specific question? I'm wrapping up for the evening because I covered what I said I was going to cover tonight. But before I leave, I just want to take a moment to thank my sister, Angel Thacker, who is the one who engineers my podcast every Thursday night at 9 p.m. So we'll be back next week, Thursday at 9 p.m. And thank you, Angel. And thank you for listening. I'm so excited to be here and to be able to have this podcast and talk to people about my philosophy in life and have people know what it is to live their life inside of yes. This is Pam Heath. I'm the Yes Coach, and I'm here with the Science of Yes every Thursday night on Podcast Radio. Talk to you next week.
Алибаба сокровища владел. Перерезал сказочки, спасли. Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherry Daddy had a 1,000 tails. Master, you is luck, cause up your sleeves. You got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch. Damn! You got who and how. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Lobster, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your manager. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shine. Say what you wish, it's your true dish. About a little more baklava.